Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys, talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
You better believe it. Welcome, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. Glad you're on board. Phone lines open, 844-RAY-SHOW. That's 844-729-7469. Emails, which we will get to in a little bit, raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Just click on that Ask Ray button. Today we talk about retirement. And, you know, the most revered by a long shot retirement research here in the United States from the American College, and perhaps even around the world, is Dr. Wade Fowle, whom we quote a lot in this program. I get a lot of my information from him. He's a really, really smart, smart propeller head. And he's written recently 8 core ideas to guide retirement income planning. You may think this will be boring, but I promise you I'll try to make it as interesting and as exciting as humanly possible, because it's stuff that you need to know. So clear out all that noise you're getting from Wall Street and many other programs on the cable stations and so forth, and sit back, relax, because the Ray Revolution is going to bring you the truth about your money, your business, and your life. And we're going to do it today. Hello, Jimmy. How you doing? Everything good?
Everything is good, but I pay all these high taxes to be in San Diego to have perfect weather, and it's been a little hot.
It has been a little bit hot, but you know, don't be a pussy. Come on, you can handle it. 8 core ideas to guide retirement income planning. Jim and I go back a long time. I can say that stuff to him without him getting offended. Now I'm sure I'll get emails from all kinds of people saying, "You're using that language." Hey, you know what? We all grew up in a locker room. That's the way we talk. 8 key messages and themes have underscored Mr. Dr. Fowle's writings and his research over the years. And those guidelines, in his opinion, serve as a manifesto for his approach to retirement income planning. So what is this manifesto? We start today with 8 core ideas to guide your retirement income planning. Now, this is critically important, because there is a point at which you go from the accumulation stage to the decumulation stage. That is, you've got to take the money that you've saved up and convert it somehow into an income stream. You can do that a lot of different ways. And Dr. Fowle, and by the way, a whole bunch of other research, can tell you the most efficient an effective way to do that. So allow me, if I may, to start on the 8 core ideas to guide retirement income planning. Number 1 idea, play the long game. A retirement income plan, he says, should be based on planning to live rather than planning to die. Now, most of us don't plan on dying tomorrow, but many of us design our portfolios as if we're going to die early or die on schedule. But yet, there's a 50-50 chance you're not going to die when the actuaries say you're going to die, because that's an average number. A long life will be expensive to support, says Fowl, and it should be the focus. Fight the impatience that would lead one to choose short-term expediencies carrying greater long-term costs. We talk about this all the time. The problem with most of us in America, in particular my generation, the so-called baby boom generation, and the kids that we have raised, is we love immediate gratification. We love it. We long for it. And that is a dangerous proposition when it comes to your retirement planning. Now he goes on, this does not mean, however, that one sacrifices short-term satisfactions to plan for the long-term. There are many efficiencies that can be gained from a long-term focus that can support a higher sustained standard of living for as long as one lives. And we're going to talk about that as we get more into this. We discuss it almost daily on the program, but it doesn't seem to be resonating with a lot of folk out there. Remember, planning to live to life expectancy is quite risky. Half of the population will live longer than this. Planning to live longer means spending less than otherwise. Developing a plan that incorporates efficiencies that will not be realized until later can allow for more spending today in anticipation of those efficiencies. Not taking such long-term efficiency-improving actions will lead to a permanently reduced standard of living. What are some of these efficiencies? According to the doctor, delaying Social Security benefits. Immediate gratification, I want the money now, but if you delay taking it, remember, you're going to get a significantly greater sum for perhaps a longer period of time. Now, depending on longevity, of course, if you plan to die early, take it early. But if you plan to live longer, and certainly with the advances we've seen over the last 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years in medical science alone, people are living significantly longer than anyone had ever expected, because the Social Security system wouldn't have had an age 65 retirement way back in the 30s when it was first enacted if they knew people were going to live until they're 110, which I believe many people today in their 30s and 40s will be living to. If it is true that throughout the last century we are living 1 year longer for every 3 years we're alive, then somebody 30 years old can do the math on that. And right now, today, a married couple has got like a 25% chance that one or the other will live to 97. That's today. And a 10% chance they'll be a centenarian. That's today. I mean, if I have a 25-year or a 30-year retirement, by the time 25 or 30 years goes around, another almost 10 years have been added to my life expectancy, right? So delaying Social Security, purchasing a single premium immediate annuity. I told you about the academic research. This guy's one of the pioneers in that area. But long before him, there was Dr. Moshe Milevsky, and there was the Wharton study, and the studies go on and on and on. It's one of the few things that economists actually agree on. Annuitizing income. Paying a bit more taxes today in order to enjoy a more substantial tax reduction in the future. Yes. This is where we get involved in doing Roth conversions, for example, prior to taking Social Security, so as to reduce the impact of taxation on Social Security. You need a sophisticated advisor and tax planner to do this stuff. But many times it is better to pay a little tiny bit of tax today so that you don't have to pay any tax later, or instead of paying tax in the 25% bracket, you might pay tax in the 15% bracket, and so on and so forth. Converting ordinary income to capital gains taxes, et cetera, et cetera. Making home renovations and living arrangements with the idea of supporting aging in place. Yeah, there's a big difference between providing that support at home than paying for a nursing home, assisted living, or whatever. So yeah, if you can make those changes in advance and have them already paid for, and they're not really that expensive if you know what you're doing. Setting up a plan that accounts for the risk of later cognitive decline that makes it harder to manage one's finances with age, and an open line of credit on a reverse mortgage. I mean, I've already committed two of the big sins that they teach you when you go into broker school. Two things that you shouldn't talk to your clients about is an annuity and a reverse mortgage. And the two things that we're learning about that can help you perhaps the most as one of those core ideas to guide your retirement income planning is single premium immediate annuities or some reasonable facsimile, and or a reverse mortgage line of credit. And Dr. Pfau has done the academic research on both of them, and he has concluded that those are core strategies in retirement income planning. More when we come back from the break. This is the one talk show that you can count on every day to bring you the best in money and retirement information. The Ray Lucia Show, that's me. And I'll be back. Don't go away.
On your mark, get set, shop. The back-to-school season's here, so don't miss out on those too-cool-for-school savings. As you look for a more affordable way to stay connected and keep in touch with your kids this school year, look no further than Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk's unlimited plan starts at just $45 with the first 5 gigabytes of data at high speed, then 2G. You'll have nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks, all without a contract, mystery fees, or credit checks. And now you can double your data for only $10 more with Straight Talk's $55 unlimited plan with the first 10 gigabytes of data at high speed, then 2G. At 2G speeds, the functionality of some data applications may be affected. Savings may vary. If you already have a phone you love, then bring it. Keep everything you love, your phone, network, and number, with our BYOP activation kit. Now's the time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched to Straight Talk Wireless? For more, visit StraightTalkSwitch.com.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to the Ray Lucia program. Talking today about the eight core ideas. That doesn't have to be eight. I'm sure there's, you know, it could be six, it could be 26. But some of the core ideas to guide your retirement income planning. We discussed playing the long game just a couple of minutes ago, and some of the strategies that individuals can and should use to help them make sure that they don't run out of money before they run out of life. You know, postponing Social Security, buying annuities, getting a reverse mortgage line of credit, making sure that your home is structured so that perhaps you can age in place instead of having to go into a nursing home, and so forth. The next one, not leaving money on the table. Now, this has a lot to do with tax planning. And so many advisors really just do what I call pie chart planning. Here's the pie chart: stocks, bonds, cash, stocks, bonds, cash, stocks, bonds, cash. Take a systematic withdrawal. And they don't really think about the taxation on each asset class. Remember, we have taxable accounts and brokerage accounts, which create both ordinary income and the potential for capital gains. You have tax deferred accounts in your 401ks and your IRAs. In other words, pre-tax accounts. You also have tax deferred accounts, such as annuities, where you don't pay tax today, but when the money comes out, it's treated as LIFO, last in, first out. So any money that you withdraw is taxed as ordinary income today. That sounds bad. But if you're in a super high tax bracket now and a super low tax bracket later, that little arbitrage can work to your advantage. And we have tax-free accounts in the form of Roth IRAs. Certain life insurance policies enable you to take money out on a tax-free loan or a tax-free withdrawal. And how you combine all of those and what you do strategically leading up to retirement can make a huge difference. I'll give you just a couple of examples off the top of my head. You may have a business, and I did this, by the way, and the business, anybody that owns a business will tell you, there are businesses that from time to time don't make money. They operate at a loss. Ask Mr. Trump. He's had several of them that have operated at a loss. Some have gone out of business. For those that have been highly critical, that's life. You know, business owners sometimes make bad decisions. It's just the way it is. And when you create a loss, that gives you an opening or an opportunity to take money out at ordinary income law, tax rates and offset those ordinary income tax rates. Instead of paying 25, 35, 45%, you could pay 0%. And yes. So this is where strategic Roth conversions can make a lot of sense. I talked about doing the Roth conversion before you start taking Social Security. You know, depending on your income level, especially those in the lower to middle income retirement incomes, when you start taking Social Security and required minimum distributions or distributions from your IRA, that Social Security can be taxed anywhere from 0 to 46%. That's a pretty high retiree tax bracket. You may think you're in the 10% retiree tax bracket, but then when you start taking your Social Security payments, husband and wife, some of it may be taxed as high as 40-some-odd percent. So this is where leaving money on the table is can be very treacherous from a retirement planning standpoint. Also, this is a huge idea. If an individual is in a low tax bracket today, and they can take money out of their IRA, and I'm assuming they're 59 and a half plus, but they can take money out of their IRA or an annuity, for example, where the ordinary income tax, and by the way, the annuity might even make more sense than taking it out of an IRA because of that LIFO thing I talked about. IRAs, when passed along to a beneficiary, can be strung out over their life expectancy, the distributions, but an annuity, it's like 5 years and that's it. So again, having an advisor that understands tax planning can actually put a better net after tax rate of return in your pocket. But think about this one. You're in a situation where you've got a certain amount of money, you've got to take, you know, money out of your retirement account, or you're in a super low tax bracket, and you can take money out in the 15% bracket. And then when Social Security kicks in later on, you're going to find yourself in at least a 25% tax bracket. So you take that money out and you invest that portion of your portfolio for long-term growth. Remember, long-term growth investments in your personal account give you the benefit of capital gains tax treatment and a step up in basis upon death. So why wouldn't you want to do that? Take the money out while you're in the 15% bracket, protect it from the 25% bracket, because then you invest for growth and the dividends on that growth tax-free because you're in the 15% bracket. And as long as the dividends don't push you into a 25% bracket, you get to pay zero tax on the dividends. How about the capital gain when you sell? As long as that capital gain doesn't push you into the higher tax bracket. And by the way, a married couple probably has to have $100,000, around $100,000 of income before they'll pay tax on that capital gain. This is a brilliant strategy for people that are jiggy with it when it comes to retirement planning. Or their advisor is. I don't know if they're jiggy with it, but you know what I mean.
No!
So in that example, or by the way, if you invest for growth and then you die, remember all capital assets rise to the cost basis as of the date of death. So now your heirs get to inherit $10, $12 million tax-free with no capital gain and no estate tax. This is really good stuff, really good tax planning. Moving right along. Use reasonable expectations for portfolio returns. Dr. Pfau says this: at the very least, dismiss any retirement projections based on 8% or 12% returns, as the reality is likely much less when we account for portfolio volatility, inflation, a desire to develop a plan that will work more than half the time, and today's low interest rates. How can you get to an 8% real rate of return with a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds when bonds are paying 1 or 2%? How do you, on a real basis, real meaning after inflation, bonds are at zero. They are at zero. So 40% of your portfolio on a real basis is going to earn zero. That means the stock portion of your portfolio better earn 12 to 15%. It ain't going to happen.
Can't do it.
You can't do it. So you need to build reasonable expectations on a real basis, real meaning after inflation basis. I don't see this happening. People send me what their advisors are recommending they do all the time. I no longer do this for a living as an advisor, but I can tell you I still study it quite a bit. And what I see, not all the time, some of them are actually very, very good. But others, what I see is appalling, and it's wrong. Stick around. There'll be more. The wage of broad trade.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
I've been called a lot of things, but never a wild thing. That wasn't me. I'm almost as boring as you, Mr. Stewart. Almost, not quite.
No, I was the wild thing.
You were the wild thing? Really? You just don't have that kind of a personality, man.
I got over it real early.
Oh, yeah? Did you get in like a motorcycle accident or something? Get you over it?
That'll do it. Yeah. Something like that.
We're talking today about building a safe retirement income and the eight core ideas, or I don't know if I'll get to all eight, but core ideas from Wade Fowle, PhD, who writes about this stuff and teaches at the American College. And he, in my opinion, is the most revered and certainly the smartest retirement research I've ever seen or read. And I've read a lot of them. And we've been talking about using reasonable expectations for portfolio returns, not leaving some of the free money on the table by taking advantage of tax planning opportunities, being careful about plans that only work in a high market return environment. Boy, this is really critical, because people go in there and say, well, look at my portfolio. You know, for the last 30 years, this portfolio has earned 11.8%. So if we apply that 11.8%, and I know there's a radio talk show that does this all the time. He says, yeah, 12%. He throws numbers around like 12%, like it's easy to get 12. I got news for you. Not so easy. Can't and just because a company did it over the last 30 years means absolutely nothing. We move on. Build an integrated strategy to manage various retirement risks. This is what Dr. Fowle says about this. And pay close attention, because this is critically important. Retirement risks include longevity, how long you're going to live, and an unknown planning horizon. What could happen while you're doing the planning? Something could upset the apple cart. Market volatility and macroeconomic risks, inflation, and spending shocks that can derail a budget. It only takes one person and one person's experience to be able to derail your strategy when you apply that person's plight to you. Somebody that's making big bucks, they get a great job, and then gets laid off and can't find that job again. That's happened to at least a dozen of my own friends, people very close to me this has happened to. And if their expectations were such that for the next 10 years they're going to be making X, and they make X percent of X or Y percent of X, then their saving patterns have changed. Their spending patterns have changed. Their psychological patterns have changed. Who knows? I've seen marriages break up. I've seen all kinds of problems. No! When something, in many cases, tragic or just stuff happens, recessions and so forth. Each of these risks, and pay close attention to this line, each of these risks must be managed by combining different income tools with different relative strengths and weaknesses for addressing each of the risks. There is no single solution that can cover every risk, though some financial products have been marketed as such. Isn't that the truth? You see a couple of camps, don't you? You see those camps that focus on investment solutions and those that focus on insurance solutions. And both are wrong if they're using investments or insurance exclusively. Both are right if they're combining those solutions. Now, Dr. Fowle, this is a quote from him and his investment research. Both sides have their adherents who will see little role for the other side. But my research, Dr. Fowle's research, shows that the most efficient retirement strategies require an integration of both investments and insurance. It is potentially harmful, he goes on, to dismiss subsets of retirement income tools without a thorough investigation of their purported role. In this regard, it is wrong to describe the stock market as a casino and to lump SPIAs, that's a single premium immediate annuity, together with every other type of annuity. To not have a better understanding of different annuity products and to dismiss reverse mortgages without any further consideration. So now, what Fowle is saying is, yes, stocks. Yes, bonds. Potentially bonds. Although, I think in another hour, I will quote from him and me, where in today's market environment, I think bond mutual funds are kind of a waste of time. But that's me. I'll talk about that in another hour. But he's also introducing reverse mortgages as a potential tool and a solution. I recall a couple of emails I've gotten from one of my frequent emailers, Sergio, who went in and did all kinds of research on reverse mortgages as a supplement to one's retirement income. And in fact, he used in his analysis a reverse mortgage, and about 90% of what he did was right on, by the way, as an annuity. And therefore was able to invest the rest of the portfolio more aggressively and utilizing the advantage of time, because time in the market does tend to smooth out all the ups and downs. Now, for example, over 30 years, I'm not sure there has ever been a 30-year period where stocks haven't done at least 8%. So a person that's 55 years old with a 30-year life expectancy might be able to use a reverse mortgage as long as interest rates don't go up. And of course, that's one of the risks, as there are risks in everything. Next, he goes on, at the core of all these different methodologies is a desire to treat the household retirement problem in the same way pension funds treat their obligations. Assets should be matched to liabilities with comparable levels of risk. I have used that term probably 1,000 times in my career. You must always match your assets to liabilities. What does that mean? It means you don't go short to fund for a long-term liability. In other words, you don't buy CDs and short-term bonds to fund a retirement need 30 years from now, or even 15 or 20 years from now. And you don't go long to fund for a short-term need. In other words, you don't buy stocks in order to produce an income that you need tomorrow, and never the twain shall meet. Match your assets to your liabilities. If you were a pension manager, you would know this very well, because they do studies all the time. And they come in and say, well, out of your 10,000 employees, so many are reaching retirement age, and therefore, you've got this self-funded defined benefit plan or whatever the case may be, where you need to have a certain amount of liquidity to start making payments. Because one of the worst things you can do is have to sell stock at a loss.
No.
Or I dare say even sell bonds at a loss with yields at 1.5%. Interest rates go up, and this is a topic for yet another day. When interest rates go up, the value of a bond goes down, and even if it's a safe government bond, interest rates going up from 1.5% to their historical 4.5% level could leave you 20% underwater.
No.
In something that's supposed to be a safe government bond. I may talk about that next hour, who knows. So start with a household balance sheet. And then finally, distinguish between technical liquidity and true liquidity. In a sense, he says an investment portfolio is a liquid asset, but some of its liquidity may only be an illusion. Assets must be matched to liabilities. Some or even all of the investment portfolio may be earmarked to meet future lifestyle spending goals. And of course, the example that I just used exemplifies that in a big way. If I own a 15-year municipal bond, and I need to sell that bond to create more income than just the yield or the dividend that I get, and interest rates have gone up 100 or 200 basis points, that municipal bond may be worth 15-20% less than what I paid for it. So now it's just like selling a stock that's gone down 15 or 20%. So it's critically important that you understand that certain bonds are not liquid. Certain stocks are not liquid, even though you can liquidate them on demand. But can you liquidate them at what you paid for them or at a profit? Not always. In fact, very frequently, not at all.
Can't do it.
All right, we'll take a break, come back with emails on the other side. I hope you got a lot out of the 8 core ideas to guide retirement income plan.
I'll be back. My green
tambourine. There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Let me rock you around. This is the Ray program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you tell your friends and neighbors to tune into the Ray Lucia Show. You never know what you might learn. And I thank you all for dialing us up every single day on Biz TV and Biz Radio. Nationwide and coast to coast. Emails coming up at raylucia.com. Just click on the Ask Ray button. As we get to emails right now, there's some dandies. So here we go. Hit it, boys. We've got a bunch in here, Jimmy. Let's start with something we haven't. So when's the last time you heard about the Dogs of the Dow?
My high school reunion.
No, I mean that long. But this was a very, very popular thing back in the early 2000s and so forth. So, this is Steve in Dallas, Texas. I hear the term Dogs of the Dow. How does it work, and does it work? Well, the Dogs of the Dow was a phrase coined by a fella by the name of Michael O'Higgins. I think that's what his name was, back in like the early to mid-1970s. And what he did is he went in and he looked at the 30 Dow stocks and picked the 10 highest yielding Dow stocks and said each year you should flip your portfolio to the 10 highest yielding Dow stocks. Typically meaning if the yield goes up, that means their price got battered, possibly, and there's the opportunity to get excess returns. Well, and then, of course, Motley Fool came out with their twist on these small dogs. They would take like the four highest yielding, lowest priced, and they put all kinds of different rules in. And they went into their computers and figured it out back in history to determine what would have worked best. And it actually ended up not really working all that well. Now, in the recent past, I think the last 6 years, the Dogs of the Dow have beaten the Dow 5 out of 6 times. So it's not that it's a bad strategy. It's a strategy that when you implement, it's not going to work because you don't have luck. And I don't have luck. It's just the way it works in life. But it's a reasonable thing to do because it kind of makes sense if you're buying decent companies. What are some of those companies? Verizon, Chevron, Caterpillar, IBM, those are all Dow stocks, ExxonMobil, Pfizer, Merck. You know, you're going to get a broad brush of the U.S. economy, so it's certainly not going to hurt you. Would I use it for my entire strategy? No. Would I use it for perhaps some of the value portion of my strategy? Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
And then you can say, I'm a fan of the Dogs of the Dow at a cocktail party, and people won't know what you're talking about. They'll think you're talking about some of the... No, I shouldn't say that. You're going to talk about stocks at the cocktail party, not ladies, okay? Just make that clear. I'm going to make that clear. So the bottom line is, sure, if you want to take it for a portion of the portfolio, great, but remember, you're not getting small cap, you're not getting mid cap, you're not getting growth for the most part. So you're going to be leaving out an important component in a diversified strategy. But how is it done? It's done about as well as the Dow or the S&P, depending on what time period you measure. Yeah. I remember back like in 2013, I don't know if it was Forbes or one of the big finance magazines came out and said, the dogs of the Dow no longer work. Well, you know what? Stuff like this works for a while, then it no longer works for a while, then it works for a while. It's like any strategy. If you stick with it long enough, it'll probably be just fine.
Yeah, one of the things that also came out in that same time frame was called the Dow or the Wall Street portfolio. You took the Wall Street Journal and you pinned it up on the wall and you took a couple darts and you threw it at the Wall Street Journal and you bought those stocks.
Yeah, well, they did that. They had the portfolio managers, the best portfolio managers they could find, like 10 of them, and they would pick stocks and they'd have some monkey throwing darts and the monkey would throw darts. And the monkey won about 55 or 60% of the time. So, yeah, for what it's worth. Strategies for what they're worth. Let's talk about, or talk to John here, or at least read his email, in Las Vegas, Nevada. John in Las Vegas. He asks this question. I'm not sure I've had this question in 20 years. I hear the term paid-up additions for life insurance. Please explain. Okay, John, when you buy a permanent, as in whole life insurance policy, not a universal life insurance policy, but when you buy a whole life insurance policy from a mutual company, you get dividends. And those dividends are based on the company's profitability, et cetera, which is why when a company demutualizes and gives you stock, you never paid for that stock. So you get the cash value in the policy, plus you get stock on top of that. We should all hope that our mutual company demutualizes. It's worked out fairly well for several because you have no basis in the stock and you get it for free. Now, the reason is you own a piece of the company. That's what a mutual company is. It's like owning a mutual fund, only you own the insurance company. And back in the day, Prudential and Metropolitan, there are very few pure mutual companies anymore. So when they issue those dividends can come to you in the form of cash, or they can buy additional insurance, which in and of itself has a guaranteed cash value. By buying the additional insurance, there are some tax benefits, there's a higher death benefit, and that's usually the best way to treat your dividends, other than maybe reduce your future premiums. But if you want to maximize your accumulation, maximize future dividends, you're getting dividends on top of new shares, if you will, when you buy paid-up additions. What you're buying is a little mini permanent life insurance policy every year with the dividends. But you don't have to account for that. The insurance company does. And by the way, people that have beaten up on whole life insurance policies either never owned one or never understood them. Because if you had one today that's like 20 years old, you would be thanking your life insurance salesman for having sold it to you. Because it may be the best bond in your investment portfolio today. All right, I'm out of time. Thank you all for tuning in. Sally, Betty, Frank, I'll try to get to your emails next hour. Try to keep them short, by the way, because the long ones I just can't do on the air. Again, thank you. God bless you all for tuning into the Ray Lucia Show. And as I said before, please help spread the word so that more and more people listen to the show. Our sponsors certainly appreciate it. Biz TV appreciates it. By the way, you can get the mobile app now for Biz Radio, so you can listen to the show wherever you are, get the podcast and so forth. Just go online to the Apple or the whatever store and download the Biz Radio app. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is...
Of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.